The Xfinity Player Breakdown is with one of the very best kickers in the National Football League. He is Blair Walsh in his third year from Georgia. Thanks for doing the bye week show. We appreciate it.
Of course, Pierre.
A week ago against the Washington Redskins, you had a rare game where you didn't attempt a field goal. During a game like that, what do you do on the sidelines?
Try to stay into the game. It's hard to, especially when I didn't play till about midway through the second quarter when we scored. You try to stay in the game, try to understand the flow, and it's frustrating not to get any attempts, but you got to be a pro about it and just stay in it.
So do you bring a magazine? Do you bring, like, the Georgia Bulldogs media guide and, like, memorize the freshmen and everything?
No, no coffee, no magazine, no nothing out there. You just got to go out there and just sort of try to pay attention and keep yourself in it.
How do you think your season's going so far? 16 of 19 this year. He has a Vikings best 15 made field goals from 50 yards and beyond. He also hit a 56-yarder in 2012 at Houston, which tied Paul Edinger for the longest kick in the history of Minnesota Vikings football. Overall, how do you think the year's going for you?
I think it's going well. I think I'm starting to see the results that I put in the offseason on my kickoffs right now. I think I'm top five, and I feel good the way I'm hitting them, especially with this weather. It's going to be important for us to hit the ball deep and get touchbacks in key situations. And then on field goals, we've had a decent amount of long attempts, 40-plus this year. So I haven't really gotten a rhythm, but I feel confident where I'm at. I'll take 16 and 19, and we're going to be counted on for some more fourth-quarter field goals as well. Go from there.
What's it like working with Cullen Leffler, the long-standing veteran for this team?
He's a great guy. He sort of taught me how to be a pro when I came into the league 2 years ago. There's never a dull moment with Cullen. There's always a story, even if you don't want to hear it. He's a good guy to have around the locker room, and a lot of guys can learn from him on how to be a pro and how to do their job at their highest level.
And the guy who holds for Blair Walsh is also the punter, Jeff Locke, second year from UCLA. He and Blair are roommates. Speaking of Cullen helping you learn how to be a pro, it seems like you're doing that with Jeff. And Jeff puts a lot of pressure on himself, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He's a perfectionist in every sense of the word. I've known Jeff for a long time, since high school, and it's funny how our paths sort of cross back together here. And we feed off each other's success. If he has a good punt, I feed off that, and I want to have a good kick. I have a good kick, same for him. And I think that's important. And anytime you can get a good young duo in the league, I think it's going to help your team. And what we're trying to do every day is be reliable for our team. And sometimes he does put too much pressure on himself, but he's so talented, and he has the work ethic to go with it.
Stupid question, but it would be good for you to explain it to the layman fan. The importance of a holder. Now, Jeff Locke holds for field goals. And on the surface, of course, we know it's important. Does it look easier than it really is?
Looks way easier than it is. There's so many times where he has to make an adjustment on the field if the spot's bad. Like if we're playing on a grass field, we have to change the spot. It's got to be pretty much perfect every time for me to get a consistent hit on it. So he's got that pressure, and it has to be done in about 1.2 seconds. So add all that together, and there's a lot of pressure in the position.
Would you say the biggest field goal you've hit with the Vikings, would it either be in your first regular season game of your rookie year against Jacksonville, or the final game of the season, the win and in that year against the Green Bay Packers? Is it one of those two?
I've thought about both. I think you would probably look at both of those two. I would probably go with the first one just because I think it sort of set the tone for our year. I think you go 0-1 at that point, and it's just tough, especially the way they came back in that game. Also, 55 is a little bit harder than 29, so I'll take that one.
Blair Walsh also went to the Pro Bowl as a rookie, and in closing, it'd be nice to get him back. He's definitely one of the best overall kickers in the National Football League. You can learn more at Vikings.com and or NFL.com. What does potentially going to the Pro Bowl mean to you?
It's a huge honor. After experiencing it once, you want to get back there every single year. There's so many good kickers in the league, and to be even considered up there with the top, I'm honored.